local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Happy Eclipse Day, one and all. It's April 8th, 2024. Getting a full rundown of everything happening in our world today. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We do start with today's top three stories, and of course, all eyes on the sky with the solar eclipse that is now come and gone and all over the country. Millions of people watching in the shadow as the eclipse moved from Texas to Maine, and the next total solar eclipse won't be visible again from the contiguous U.S. until 2024. NASA says it'll only shadow three states in its path, North and South Dakota, Montana as well. Crews removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge late last month. Coast Guard officials say crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. The Biden administration proposing a new plan today to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers.
And altogether, my administration is taking the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
And the plan would affect those with runaway interest, borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years, and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans. The White House estimates the plan could eliminate accrued interest on 23 million borrowers' unpaid balances. And this, of course, now the latest attempt by the Biden administration to cancel student debt after the Supreme Court blocked the cancellation plan last year. Let's look at our top three stories on this Monday. First, check this hour of the roads and weather. Here's meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Cloudy conditions continuing for Tuesday as a southerly breeze kicks up. We'll have middle 60s for lows, middle 70s for highs. Same deal on Wednesday with the low and high temperatures, but the difference on Wednesday, thunderstorm chances. They move in during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday, and some of those storms could be strong to severe, so please stay weather aware. During the second half of the day Wednesday, we dry out for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
And looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report on Barrancas Avenue. That's near the intersection with East Street. It's not causing too severe of congestion, though. Just a little bit in that immediate vicinity. Also had an accident report at around the same time on Blue Angel Parkway. That's just north of Godwin Lane. However, there is absolutely no congestion whatsoever in that area. So outside of that little spot with Barrancas and East Street, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Jeff Martin Auctioneers. Jeff Martin Auctioneers is hosting a public surplus auction on Wednesday, April 20th, in Dufuniac Springs. Bid live, on-site, or online at jeffmartinauctioneers.com. Experience the difference, Joe.
Hey, all right, very good. You may have caught it in the Channel 3 update there, but something that we had previewed last week was that there was going to be a meeting of the minds on board NAS Pensacola this morning regarding the traffic woes around Blue Angel practice days on Blue Angel Parkway. District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler.
The first line of defense was try to improve the traffic pattern. The base is going to try to improve their process to, screening people as quickly as they can to get them on the base.
Kohler also telling Channel 3 that they will, as a county, put up more signage on Gulf Beach Highway. They're also going to stripe the outlets coming from neighborhoods like Heron's Forest to keep people out of the box so people can get in and out of neighborhoods. As far as the Navy is concerned, we'll see what happens. You know, they tried. They say, hey, we'll do all we can to speed up the process of getting people on board NAS Pensacola for those shows. The county says they'll also monitor, the engineers rather, will monitor traffic over the next 2 weeks, and we'll kind of see what happens after that. The city of Pensacola today announcing that 3 weeks after the ransomware attack, online bill payments are now restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. That was the last really city service that had gotten knocked off to get back on. All others were restored fairly quickly. Customers will not be charged any late fees due to the online bill pay option not being in service, and Mayor Reeves says that late fees will not be issued until May 1st. In Santa Rosa County, over $1 million is coming towards northern part of the county for much-needed infrastructure and upgrades. That drew from today's commission meeting. Commissioners highlighted $600,000 that will be spent towards building a cell tower at the Whiting Aviation Park to improve 5G. And Commissioner Kerry Smith shared a story from last summer's groundbreaking ceremony there.
We had a member of our staff that got a little hot because it was blazing, flipping hot out there and fainted, and we had to call emergency services, and we had to drive 2 miles down the road to find a spot where we could get cell coverage. So that's something that's been a problem.
And another $500,000 is going towards the county-owned Jay Hospital. Those funds will be used to replace the awning where ambulances deliver patients, as well as converting 8 rooms to negative pressure rooms. That'll help those with respiratory illnesses. Down the road in Okaloosa County, investigators looking into a deputy-involved shooting. It happened yesterday afternoon in Mary Esther. Deputies say the suspect had been involved in a domestic dispute with family members and had armed himself with a gun. Deputies say the man ignored their commands to disarm, and after less lethal methods weren't effective, eventually a deputy ended up shooting the man twice. An investigation now is continuing. And also last week at the Escambia County Commission meeting, a discussion regarding where things stand over the OLF 8 property negotiations. Now, for the last month, the county has been in exclusive negotiations with Beulah Township LLC. Growing concern, though, that negotiation process could be fizzling out.
I'm applying the paddles, man.
I know. I understand that, but we're
trying to keep this thing alive, man.
Look how many times we've made LOIs, how many times we've changed it, the contract, got your information. We said we're done. Then you came back and said, no, don't do that. We've changed the deal, trying to address several points that we've heard.
Now, that between Commissioner Jeff Bragosch and Fred Hemmer with the developer, Commission Chairman Stephen Berry, you've indicated that he'd be okay with inviting other offers at this point. Majority of the board's sentiment is that the top line number of $20 million is still too low. We'll take a break there. Coming back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a really good conversation with Lucky Tim Kinsella, the former base commander, about Blue Angels practices, the museum, access, traffic, all of that kind of stuff. Also talked about eclipse safety with a local ophthalmologist and the changes the county commissioners have made to the parking requirements for new construction, as well as the changes they're eyeing for the Perdido Key roundabout, basically either realigning, redesigning it, or putting in a traffic light. You can listen to all of those segments at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We had a couple of accident reports. One on Barrancas Avenue. That was near the intersection with East Street. We still have some congestion in that immediate area, but nothing too severe. And we also had one on Blue Angel Parkway. That's just north of Godwin Lane. That has caused no issues, luckily. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, taking a look at our forecast, here's Joe Neubauer.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you. 6:25 here at News Radio, looking at our state headlines today. A bill to protect first responders from fentanyl exposure is now law in Florida.
If an officer says, do you have drugs in your possession, and you lie, and then the officer ends up getting exposed and harms, we're going to throw the book at you, and we're going to hold you accountable.
Hey, Governor DeSantis signed the bill that creates a second-degree felony for anyone who recklessly exposes a first responder to fentanyl or residues of the drug. DeSantis also announced the expansion of the Coordinated Opioid Recovery Network, a.k.a. CORE program, from 12 to 29 counties, something that Escambia County is familiar with, as we were one of the counties in the pilot program.
And new information has been released about the University of Florida pre-med student that's being accused of stabbing his mother to death.
When we said, do you love her? He said, oh, yeah, I love her. Do y'all get along? Yeah, 8 out of 10, we get along. But I've wanted to kill her for years, and I made up my mind as I drove from Gainesville, today is the day.
That's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judds. He says that 21-year-old Emmanuel Espinoza told detectives he wanted to kill elementary school teacher Elvia Espinoza because she, quote, irritated him. He was the valedictorian of his high school class.
A group of House Democrats proposing a bill to change the name of the Miami Federal Prison to the Donald J. Trump Federal Prison, a correctional institution, to be completely accurate there. And this is a direct response to the Republican proposal to rename Dulles International Airport after the former president. So, yes, we love the pettiness there.
Yes, and neither's going to happen. So if that's keeping you up at night, don't worry, it shouldn't. Florida gas prices are on a 9-day streak of decline, falling a total of 15 cents during that period. AAA reports that the statewide average is $3.46. That's down a total of 12 cents in the past week. However, analysts caution that pump prices could start moving higher again after the U.S. price of oil surged to new 2024 highs last week.
And some new lottery games in the state of Florida are being launched this week, a total of four. They cost between $1 and $20 a ticket, and the new games have top prizes of $5,000 to $10 million. Lottery retailers are expected to have the new tickets in stock over the next couple of days.
And some national headlines here. A major sports governing body is banning transgender athletes from women's sports competitions. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, or NAIA, Council of Presidents, approved the policy in a unanimous vote Monday after a survey indicated heavy support for the ban. The association is a national athletic governing body for 249 small colleges across the nation that are not part of the NCAA's three divisions.
An arrest made in connection with the arson fire set at the Burlington, Vermont office of Senator Bernie Sanders. A male suspect was arrested yesterday and is being held without bail. The U.S. Attorney's Office there says the 35-year-old set the fire outside the door of the senator's office, causing some damage but no injuries.
And a report says at least three people are dead after a shooting at a law firm in the Las Vegas area. The incident happened in Summerlin at the Prince Law Group. KTNV says the shooting took place during a deposition, and the shooter killed two people before killing himself.
The attorney for the father of Oxford, Michigan school shooter is asking a judge for leniency for her client ahead of tomorrow's sentencing. The attorney says James Crumbly should be sentenced to time served or up to 43 months in prison with credit for time served. Prosecutors, though, are wanting 10 to 15 years, saying the father has blamed everyone but himself for the shooting.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson this week is set to tackle a foreign aid bill that funds Ukraine, but some of his fellow Republicans are still pushing back. Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson here.
There were some of us early on that said we could stomach maybe doing this if we secured our own southern border.
Democrats argue that they spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate that combines enhanced border security with foreign aid, only to have former President Donald Trump order Republicans in both chambers to kill it.
Republican leadership in Texas is wondering if this will be the week that the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans rules on the legality of a controversial new immigration law.
There are laws on the books passed by Congress that require the president and the country to deny illegal entry.
That's Governor Greg Abbott's. Currently, it's blocked thanks to a handful of lawsuits, and they argue only the federal government can enforce immigration law. A quick recap of today's top three stories, of course. The solar eclipse has come and gone, with millions of people watching in the shadow as the path of totality moved from Texas to Maine. A crew's removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Coast Guard officials say crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. And the Biden administration today proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers that would affect those with runaway interest, borrowers who have been paying on loans for 20 years, and those who qualify for income-driven repayment plans.
I'm Tom Regani. A total solar eclipse hit 15 states today and over 30 million people saw it, including Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Cleveland.
It was so dramatic to see how quickly it got dark all around us, but then we saw this ring of sunset all around us. And it was just a magical moment where everyone was staring up at the sun, a moment that I'll never forget, where everyone could take off their eclipse glasses and stare at the sun with their naked eye. You saw the corona of the sun.
President Biden continues to make the case for student loan cancellation from the key battleground state of Wisconsin.
I think we all in this room share one goal, give everybody a fair shot, just a shot, freedom to chase their dreams.
The president in Madison County today announcing a new proposal to cancel up to $20,000 in interest for over 30 million Americans. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Two leading U.S. lawmakers have reached a bipartisan deal that could, for the first time, grant all Americans a basic right to digital privacy and create a national law regulating how companies can collect, share, and use Americans' online data, similar to the European Union's landmark privacy law. The measure is being proposed by two lawmakers from Washington State, Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell and Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. Add Serena Williams to the list of celebrities to break into the beauty business. The tennis great's beauty brand, called Win Baby, that's W-Y-N, was created in partnership with the Good Glam Group, and the makeup and related products can be purchased on the Win Beauty website and at Ulta Beauty stores. Stocks ended the Monday session nearly flat. The Dow Industrials lost 11 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 2, while the NASDAQ Composite managed a slight gain, 5 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. With John Calipari off to Arkansas, all eyes are now in Kentucky to see who the Wildcats will hire as their next head coach. You could dream of Jay Wright or even Danny Hurley, but both will say no. After that, either Scott Drew, Billy Donovan, or Nate Oates has to be the hire. One of those three names would be the right choice to lead the next era of Kentucky hoops, and I think it will ultimately be the Baylor National Championship winning coach in Scott Drew landing the prestigious gig. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, Pensacola.
Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked.
Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It has been a very smooth sailing evening, luckily. We did have an accident at the intersection of Barrancas Avenue and E Street. Just had a little bit of congestion in that immediate vicinity, but it is seemingly dying down. Outside of that, there isn't much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Austin, we are about an hour and, I don't know, 20 or so minutes, give or take, from the men's NCAA championship game, UConn and Purdue. Give us your scouting reports.
Well, UConn's the defending champs. They entered this tournament as the top overall seed, and I think they were probably the overwhelming favorite for most people to win this tournament, including myself. And Joe, I mean, we were talking about UConn 6.5-point spread. You and I think they will easily cover that against the Boilermakers.
I believe that to be the case.
Yeah, and that's not a knock on Purdue. It's just a testament to how deep and just how well-built of a team UConn really is.
I think it's a terrible matchup.
Yeah, because you mentioned the, and this has been so for a few years now, the saving grace of Purdue's program, the head honcho there has been Zach Edey, the 7'3" center, and I forget his name, but UConn's got a big man who's very impactful himself. And the team, I mean, if it's moving fast enough on offense, trying to get those fast break buckets, you even said, in your experience, Edey is not the guy to defend those buckets, is he?
Yeah, Donovan Klingon is the center's name.
All right.
For UConn, but yes, he is. He was, you know, top 50 recruit in high school. Goes to UConn, and you know, he was an integral part, I think, of last year's championship team. He's a sophomore, 7'2", 280. But the difference between him and Zach Edey is that he runs the floor, and
Edey doesn't.
Right. So I think UConn's game plan is a pretty simple one, and in my opinion, it's that they will run as fast as they can, every chance that they get. And is Zach Edey going to be able to keep up in transition? I saw a lot of times on Saturday where the answer was no against NC State. Now, Purdue, I think, was never really in danger of losing that game.
They were the better team.
Yeah. But, you know, Edey, and you had a matchup with Edey and DJ
Burns
that, you know, favored Edey, and you had size versus size there. But this one's a little bit different because of the style that UConn will play with their big there that can, you know, obviously match up for size. So that's what I think. It's what, 6.5 points? I think UConn's winning by 14-20.
Well, and that's the thing. UConn, if you just watched their most recent game, which I'm sure a lot of people around here did when they beat Alabama, if you just saw that, Alabama gave them a scare for a bit there, but UConn ended up pulling away late, as we often see.
Yeah.
But it was. It's just fast-paced ball, and it's not that Purdue doesn't have that or isn't capable of it, but when your best player doesn't seem like that's his strong suit, I mean, we're talking about defending champs here, blue-blooded basketball program. There's levels to it, and as I said at the get-go, Purdue's not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination, but UConn has just looked unstoppable. Speaking of unstoppable, the South Carolina women's team just won its third overall national title, but its second in three seasons, and was just the 10th team in D1 history to complete an undefeated season. The Gamecocks beat Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes 87-75 to finish the season. I believe officially it was 38-0. Camilla Cardoso had 15 points and 17 rebounds. Iowa's Caitlin Clark finishes her storied career with 30 points on the night. ESPN says the game averaged 18.7 million viewers, peaking at 24 million. Just a storybook ending there. Kind of a tragic ending for Caitlin Clark's career, but storybook ending for the Gamecocks there for sure.
Yeah.
And then quick headline here back on the men's side, Kentucky head coach John Calipari is reportedly finalizing a deal to become the next coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. I believe I saw that it was a 5-year deal that's being negotiated. He led the Wildcats to a title in 2012, but the Wildcats in recent memory have been kind of a regular season team. They'll get a high seed in the tournament, all just to fall short. And the news comes soon after Kentucky AD Mitch Barnhart insisted that Calipari wouldn't be fired. So I guess he didn't lie, but nonetheless, it's going to be a new face in Kentucky. And Joe, you've kind of spit out a couple names here that I think are good fits. You said Baylor's guy, Drew something.
Scott, I think it's Scott Drew. Let me.
Something Drew, my bad. Well, while you're looking that up, that guy, Billy Donovan.
Scott Drew.
Yeah, Scott Drew, Billy Donovan, which I think is a great choice. And you mentioned Alabama's guy, Nate Oates, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so I think those are great candidates for sure.
Billy, if I'm in the chair at Kentucky, I'm seeing, hey, Billy, you know, the NBA, yeah, it's just coaching basketball, but it's not gone great for you.
No. And that's with the talent the Bulls have had.
Right. College basketball obviously worked out a lot. Now, it's a new kind of age, right, because his Florida teams, they were all juniors and seniors, and he goes to Kentucky. I don't know that it's going to be that way with the pressure cooker, but Billy Donovan would be who I would call.
Well, and I think that's a very fair point, because as you said, he's got the college success, but the Bulls, even with the talent they've had, it's been a no-go. Speaking of the NBA, TNT doubleheader getting underway right now. Celtics at Bucks at 6:30. Celtics are the best team in the league. Bucks are second place in their conference, so that's a good one there. It's going to be followed by Warriors at Lakers at 9. Those teams are pretty close in the standings, but they have both seemingly clinched a play-in spot. So that's just a late game to impact the seeding a bit, maybe. And 13 individuals are going into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as its 2024 class. The most notable is Jerry West, the legendary L.A. Laker. He was a player and executive, and now he's headed to the Hall of Fame for the third time, this time as a contributor. Also elected were Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, former Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan, and Doug Collins. So obviously a stacked class there, as you would expect for the Hall of Fame. And then lastly here, some quick MLB notes. The Braves just got underway against the Mets. They are in the bottom of the second, tied at 0. The Rays will be playing the Angels later tonight. And the Marlins got their first win last night. Woo!
Hey.
Yeah, 10-3 over the Angels, I believe it was, right? Let me see. Oh, no, the Cardinals, my bad. 10-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. That means that every MLB team has at least one win to its name. They are currently taking on the 8-2 Yankees, and it's not going great. The Yankees are up 7-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So if I were a betting man, I'd say the Marlins are about to be 1-10.
Yeah, that's not a good. You know, if I'm playing MLB The Show in a franchiser season mode and my team starts 1-10, I'm probably just deleting it and just restarting that.
That is overcoming a true challenge in
that's
the game.
Right.
That is showing nothing but grit and not being a quitter at all.
That's right.
Hopefully the Marlins do not listen to your tips. 6:45.
We'll see in about 3 months at the trade deadline.
Absolutely. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not much going on this evening, and especially not this hour. That appears to still be the case now. We had that congestion on Barrancas near the intersection with E Street, but that has just about cleared up. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they should not be giving you trouble for too long.
All right, taking a look at the forecast tomorrow. What's tomorrow, Austin?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
It's going to be 74 tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. Right now it's at 70, 64, the overnight low. Cloud cover is going to continue tomorrow night. Then we get to Wednesday, and it's going to be a little bit dicier on Wednesday with some severe thunderstorms moving into the picture. Elevated risk here in the listening area. High of 74 on Wednesday. Severe thunderstorms likely to continue through Wednesday night and then before clearing out for some sunshine Thursday and into Friday and the weekend.
Now, if you did not get the Tuesday reference,
stay tuned.
I was about to say, we've already touched on that a couple times tonight. We're going to touch on it again in a little bit. The short answer is you're not up to date with what the young, cool generations interested in. But luckily, Joe is.
But I am. That's what I'm here for. I keep you informed.
Yes.
Of everything, appraised of everything happening, no matter if it's something young people are familiar with or the much older people are. I'm
a man of all cultures.
That's right. A Renaissance man.
Goodness. Health, business, and science notes here. Former President Trump is wading into the abortion debate. Not really a surprise there. In a video posted on Truth Social today, Trump said he believes abortion laws should be left up to states to decide.
Here's him today.
I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade.
I almost cut him off like three times there because those pauses for effect were really well placed. He's teased support for a nationwide ban in the past, so today's declaration is a bit of a change. He did not say what he would do if reelected and back in the White House, Congress were to send him a bill calling for a nationwide ban.
Along those lines, an effort to protect reproductive rights in Arizona's constitution now reaching a significant milestone, similar, of course, to the effort that had been taken in Florida. Arizona for Abortion Access announcing they've collected over 500,000 signatures to put an amendment before voters this November. So at least two states will be at the polls this November to constitutionalize abortion access in their states. 6:48 here, looking at some pop culture notes. Missy Elliott says she's going on her first headlining tour ever, Out of This World. The Missy Elliott Experience Tour announced that today she'll be joined by Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland. Tour goes starting July 4th, goes through August 22nd, and tickets go on sale Friday.
You know, we were talking about generational interests and cultural identities. Those are the most 2000 names I think I have ever heard. Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland, and I guess Ciara too, but I know her because of Russell Wilson's wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, Billie Eilish, a more recent name, is announcing the title and release date for her third studio album. On Monday, she announced Hit Me Hard and Soft will release on May 17th. The singer wrote on Instagram that she won't be releasing any singles and wants to give to fans all it wants.
Yeah.
Why did I say it like that? All at once. All at once. There you go.
Former Marvel star Jonathan Majors avoiding jail time. This comes after he was convicted of attacking his ex-girlfriend late last year. Judge sentenced him to probation. Also, he has to complete a 52-week in-person domestic violence program and mental health counseling as well.
And country star Morgan Wallen facing charges after he reportedly threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville last night. Metro police say that two officers were standing in front of the establishment shortly before 11 p.m. when they saw the chair hit the sidewalk just a few feet away from them. So luckily it didn't go a lot worse. Witnesses told officers they saw Wallen toss the chair and laugh about it. I'm not a huge country music guy, but if you know anything about Morgan Wallen, you know that this is not his first time where he's been involved in some nonsensical headline over some stuff that he has said or done while under the influence. So hopefully he's just being a fool and this doesn't highlight a bigger issue.
Yeah. Try that in a small town.
You're a good one, brother.
6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news. And yes, I will discuss why I am so cool. And I'm not the only one confirming that.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. UWF will be celebrating Founders Week from April 15th to April 19th, and we invite our alumni and community members to celebrate along with us. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear from UWF President Martha Saunders about all of the fun activities going on around Founders Week and the exciting ways you can get involved. That's Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for both this hour and this evening. And I'm happy to say that it is very brief. Let's see, looking at the traffic here, it's been a very smooth sailing evening, and especially this hour. We were only dealing with some backups at Barrancas near East Street because of an accident from about an hour ago, but that has since died down. So if there's anything on the roads giving you trouble, it should not do so for too long.
Cloudy and mild conditions continuing into Tuesday with low temperatures in the 60s, high temperatures in the middle 70s. Our next weather maker moves in on Wednesday. It'll be a thunderstorm chance through the second half of the day, afternoon and evening hours. Those thunderstorms during the second half of the day on Wednesday could be strong to severe. So if you have anything going on outside through the afternoon, evening hours Wednesday, make sure you have alternatives. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Sounds good, Joe. Thank you very much. You have yourself a good evening. A quick recap of today's top three stories. The solar eclipse, of course, has come and gone now, and millions of people watching in the shadow of totality moving from Texas to Maine earlier this afternoon. The next total solar eclipse won't be visible again from the contiguous new United States until 2044, and even then, the only three states in its path, North and South Dakota and Montana. Crews removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Coast Guard leaders say crews are making progress towards removing pieces of the bridge from the ship so they can take the weight off of it and start to move it. And today, the Biden administration proposing a new plan to slash student loan debt for more than 30 million borrowers. Looking at our wacky stories today, a Michigan man facing charges after he allegedly shot a Chipotle employee over the portion size of guacamole he received. I would not do that over guacamole if they were out of white rice.
Then we're going to have a problem.
Yes.
Okay.
32-year-old Aaron Brown is accused of shooting the employee in the knee on Friday. Thankfully, the victim is in stable condition and will recover.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good reason to shoot anybody. This one's a better reason, though, perhaps. Still wouldn't recommend it. A man named Lavelle Jackson says that he recently stayed at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and the staff used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom. How did he know? He says, quote, "As soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out. The brushes were just crazy soft. All outside brushes were pushed out, and the inside brushes were all over the place. It was very obvious," end quote there. He says he complained, and the hotel was nasty to him about it. Ultimately, they offered him a $50 credit card and a new toothbrush.
On the list of things you could be doing during an earthquake, getting a vasectomy would probably not be near the top. But that's what 33-year-old Justin experienced last week in Philadelphia. Thankfully for him and whoever was holding the scissors, it didn't throw anything off, but he definitely felt what was happening, and he tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back in all caps. An effing earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy.
Well, I mean, hey, he didn't mince words. I admire that. Some good news here. Someone in Virginia Beach recently tipped their Lyft driver with cash, which is unusual these days. They gave him a $5 bill, but he turned it into a lot more. He stopped for gas, bought a $5 lottery ticket, and won $150,000.
Oh, very cool there. Local one, Persistence is credited with saving a child who was found unresponsive in Okaloosa County. Sheriff's Office says a 3-year-old was pulled from a pool on in Crestview on Saturday. Thanks to first responders and others at the hospital, the child was revived after being unresponsive for an hour. Lieutenant Tony Kelly tells Channel 3 he's never seen such a large group of medical professionals work so seamless and diligent for such a long period of time without ever losing hope or will.
Oh, that's awesome. And a former teacher and counselor in Virginia named Lillian Orlich passed away last month at 95 and left her school district $1 million. She had worked there for 67 years and didn't retire until she was 89 years old.
Yeah, very cool there. How was your weekend? Was it smooth sailing for you? Do anything fun?
I was at the youth livestock show with Cat Country. And when we were taking photos of people with the cats, they were like high school age boys. They came up, and I noticed they held up their index finger, and the moment the cat saw that in one of the photos, he did the same.
Oh.
So,
of course, they were saying the cat is number one, correct? Is that what they were going with?
That would be very nice of them, but I think they were making a reference to Sketch.
Okay.
And, Joe, how about you tell us who Sketch is for those who are not aware?
I had an interesting night last night. So, yeah, if you're not familiar, if you've got middle schoolers and high schoolers, maybe you know. Sketch is a Madden streamer. He plays Madden a lot. He wears a Houston Texans CJ Stroud jersey, and he has become just insanely popular over these last several weeks and months.
Yep.
He is very quick-witted, funny personality, and he's got some mannerisms and sayings. The one that you will probably hear more so in just common everyday life is people going, "What's up, brother?"
And holding up their index finger.
Holding up their index finger. That's something that he does. He also acts like, when he's playing Madden, he acts like Peyton Manning would in calling audibles at the line of scrimmage, where he will just cry out some different things like, "Tuesday, Tuesday."
Yeah.
All right. So a group of UWF students were at Wild Honey last night, and they're sitting next to him. And as we are leaving, one of them says, "What's up, brother?" And I go, "Tuesday, Tuesday." And after a split second of not sure if I had just embarrassed myself or confusion or what, the guy sitting at the table said, "Oh, what's up, brother?" And then I held up the index finger. So, yes, if you have middle schoolers, if you have high schoolers, and you say that or they say that to you, now you know. You hold up the index finger, you go, "What's up, brother?"